Hey, welcome to the High Flex Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Martinez. Today we have returning guest, Jesse Jimenez. Ta-da! With voice effects and all.
Yeah.
Well, today we're covering Deal Breakdown. We cover cool and interesting stories. If you have not seen the other episode, please go check it out. We covered how Mr. Jesse Jimenez barely knew at land investing and a car salesman made seven figures on a deal.
Yeah, we did.
So, if you have not seen it, please go check it out. But today is Deal Breakdown. What cool, interesting story do you have besides that one?
Well, I mean, as far as real estate is concerned, I have a couple, but let's put that aside for a second. In a car industry, you're going to have a bunch of weirdos and just crazy, crazy things happening. And I remember one time when I moved to Houston, so in Kingwood, actually. So there's a store down the road from Kingwood that was a BMW store, and I used to work there. Mm-hmm. Well, so I had a PA, a physician assistant, that came out of his break and wanted to test drive an M3, BMW M3. And it, you know, for those car guys out there, I'm pretty sure you know what that is. So it was one of the only ones that we had on display. It was a V8. It was a 6-speed manual transmission. It was one of the only ones that we had left. So this guy comes in and says, "Hey, I want to take that one for a test drive." I'm like, "Okay, cool.
What's your license?
Your license and insurance, and let me go get a tag. We'll go." So we get on, I think it was Highway 45. Ooh. That's up on the freeway over here. So we get up on there, and we're doing, you know, your regular speed limit, 65, 70. And then he comes back down, circles back around, gets into the feeder road, and he doesn't get back on. So he's just basically on the access road.
Okay.
And he keeps kind of weaving in and out. And after a while, I see a speedometer. Speedometer is 85, almost 90 miles an hour, and it's on a 45.
Okay.
And I was freaking out at that point. And I don't really freak out because I've done it so many times, and I kind of drive cars a little crazy myself.
Yeah.
And this guy was just not stopping. He wasn't stopping whatsoever. And I had to yell at him to slow down.
Yeah.
And then he finally apologized after we almost ran a red light and we almost got T-boned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we kept going. He slowed down, and I yelled at him to just take me back to the dealership. And I was so livid, man. It was crazy because we almost got T-boned, and it was almost going to hit my side.
Yeah.
So that was kind of one of the worst, craziest experiences that I had. But the silver lining was, come back around, he parks the car, and I'm just livid, man. I'm like throwing F-bombs, and I'm just...
You were ready to fight him.
Yeah, I was about to get in a brawl. But he's like, "Look, I'm in the healthcare industry. I'm a doctor. And I tell you what, I'll buy this car right now." And I'm like,
"Write it up."
Yeah. and that was it. And I said, "Okay, so I guess let's go to my office and I need to go to the bathroom and change my pants. But I'll come back and we'll write it up. But that was crazy. That was I still remember
this
insane.
Episode is from cussing to sale.
Yeah. From cussing to the desk, get the deal going. But that was one of them. And then as far as like real estate is concerned, there is one. I didn't do a wholesale on this one. This was just selling single family residence, and I had it was a client. I'm not going to say who. But client said, "Hey, I want to sell my house, and I had a cleaning company to go knock it out. I mean, it's right now, it's beautiful, ready to go, ready for you to take pictures, the whole nine yards." I said, "Okay, cool."
Yeah.
So I go over there, and I usually take pictures. I take the video, I take everything. I take drone shots. I do the whole nine. It's like, you know, all in one type of deal. And so I went over there, knocked on the door, made sure obviously nobody was there. I went in, And as soon as I go in, everything was as it should be. Spick, span, super clean as can be. Mm-hmm. And then I had to check everything. Usually when it's done, I check everything. The bathrooms, make sure everything's good, clean it.
Yeah.
And everything was totally as it should be. Well, I go there, get everything ready to go for a listing because I basically had an open house.
Yeah.
So I get everything together. I get I had chips, hors d'oeuvres, drinks. I had everything lined up beautifully. And had my open house, had a couple people come in. And I had this older couple that was moving from California. And they come in and say, I love this house. I really, really love this house.
But
there's just one thing that I just got to make sure of. And I said, okay, what is that? He's like, here, give me a second. I'll be right back. I'll let you know what that is. I'm like, okay. So I'm over there with my phone trying to text somebody. I hear a door close. And then all of a sudden, I hear the 4th of July. This guy was bombarding his ass to the nail on that toilet. And I was like, you're kidding me. No. And I just hear bombs and bombs and bombs and bombs for like 5 minutes. He's done, closes the door, comes back and says, yeah, I like it. I think that sealed the deal. I was beyond shocked. I didn't know what to say. I was speechless. I was like, you're kidding me. And I was like, no, it was good. It flushes good. It feels good. I like it. I'll take it.
That is insane.
That kind of threw me for a loop.
That's insane.
Yeah, those are my crazy stories there. I have more, but those are kind of the top of them.
Those are insane closer stories, and I say closers get it done no matter what.
No matter what, man. No matter the stench or the sound, we still get it done.
That's funny. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting stories.
I know.
From both sides.
It's.
I think we're gonna end it there. Where can people find Ranchlander and a little bit more about it, and we'll end it right here.
Yeah, so Ranchlander, go to YouTube/Ranchlander and then go to ranchlander.com. You can also visit my Facebook page, Jesse Jimenez, Facebook, and TikTok, same thing, Jesse Jimenez. And wait, I don't have a Twitter. No Twitter. It's just Instagram. Same thing, Jesse Jimenez.
And go check out the other episode. The other episode was good.
Yeah.
It was less explosive driving.
That was crazy.
That was insane. Like, share, subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks for tuning in.